This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find him on Twitter at Dilfer's Dimes. Trent, thanks for joining us, friend.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me. Tough morning.
How worried should I be as a Browns fan?
I wouldn't be worried. I'd be concerned that the lack of discipline showed up, that kind of some of the new age youth movement showed up, where it's all about sizzle, not about substance. But I think those are things that when you get kicked in the face like you did yesterday, that you wake up really quick and you realize that the little, you know, the way you do small things is the way you do all things. That's not just about, you know, all the high ceiling potential that the Browns have, that eventually it's going to come down to like the dirty little boring things that nobody talks about. But obviously the penalties are a storyline. The turnovers are a storyline. Not being able to stop a screenplay after you have a great drive and score, you know, giving up a one play, screenplay touchdown, just those, I don't know how else to say it. Just the fundamental things, that, you know, don't get talked about enough for all the things that got Cleveland smoked yesterday.
All right, Trent, let's talk about quarterback play. Baker was okay for three quarters. Things spiraled out of control. Never looked comfortable. They never really had a balanced attack yesterday, and he threw three more interceptions, which unfortunately has been the case in those games against the tougher defenses. What did you see out of him as he got swallowed up a lot yesterday?
Yeah, it seemed like his eyes were bouncing around. I mean, Baker's going to be a great player. I'm not one of these guys, especially in the first 4 weeks of the season. It's kind of an extended preseason in the modern day football, because none of the starters ever play in the preseason, so there's always going to be some growing pains in the first 4 weeks, especially for a young player. But you know, from a quarterback's perspective, looked like his eyes were bouncing around. He wasn't real comfortable with what he was seeing. Looked like the Titans did a really good job taking away kind of his first look, and then it kind of became a bounce around, you know, frenetic type of play. But that's not uncommon. Especially in your first 3 years as a starter, even if you're a really good one, you're going to get tricked some games, and he's going to find kind of the way to settle that down and get some cheap completions and keep moving the chains and not looking for the home run all the time. I think what happens too, and this doesn't get talked about nearly as much in all the preseason hype, is, you know, these guys just went through, you know, 5 weeks of training camp and preseason, and they're in practice every day, and they're just smoking the ball down the field, and they're dialing up plays, and every day's a party, and they're ripping it around the yard, and they got all this talent. And that kind of becomes your expectation, that every day you're going to go, every game you're going to go out there and just push the ball down the field and take what you want because you're talented. And what happens is defenses start saying, okay, if that's going to be what you're going to do, then we're going to force you to kind of play the long, boring game and march the ball. And we'll give you a lot of easy stuff, but we're not going to give you those home run shots. And to my eye, and again, I haven't watched the coach's tape yet, but to my eye, it looked like they had a lot of, like, splash plays dialed up. And when those splash plays weren't open, they hadn't practiced enough, just kind of the long, boring road of marching the ball down the field. And I think they'll learn their lesson from this and become kind of gain some discernment as an offense, and Baker will especially.
You think maybe they did get caught up in maybe some hype, and just because they hadn't played together really during the preseason. And you just mentioned it. There was very little experience of going down the field and hitting some slants and handing off the ball and getting first downs and putting yourself in a real good position.
Well, yeah, playing the field position game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's terrible. Don't get me wrong. I know I was the ultimate game manager, but there's also some genius to that. I mean, there's a reason you win a lot of games doing that too. Mm-hmm. Is the NFL still, even though it's wide open, even though it's still about play, I mean, it's about playmaking, at the end of the day, the two stats that win every single game are field position and the turnover ratio. And you have to have that in the back of your mind. Like, you have to be conservative as a quarterback. You have to have the brass of a burglar and the discernment of a doctor, and that's a really hard balance to have. Baker definitely has the brass of a burglar. I don't know if he has the discernment of a doctor yet. And you kind of have to sit there and be like, okay, They're not giving me what I want. If we punt the ball and we pin them, I'm going to get it back with better field position. What I can't do is give the other team the ball with a short field because it puts my defense in a terrible position. It makes us play from behind. And now it's going to be an uphill battle the rest of the day. And I hate it even coming out of my mouth because it's such an awful way to play football. But it is the way that if you talk to Tom Brady, he'll be in games and moments, and that is what he's thinking about. He's thinking about winning the turnover game and the field position game, not about playmaking.
Trent Dilfer joining us right now on the hotline. Great breakdown of what went down yesterday in the Browns' humiliating loss to the Titans. So we always talk about team identities, and it's so early with this Browns team. So many young guys. Obviously, we're a little nervous that they played a little over-emotional. We know they're an emotional team, but can some of that also really start to count against you when things don't go your way?
No doubt, especially offensively. I think defense, you can get away with it. Defensively, you can get away with being overly emotional. At the end of the day, it's a lineman assignment, run hit. And I'm not knocking defensive guys, but you can get away with being over emotional. But offensive football at the highest level is very academic. It's very heady. And if you're too emotional, your head gets clouded. And when you get a cluttered mind in an offensive situation, especially coming from behind, you tend to make mistakes. You tend to make over-emotional mistakes. And that's something I think this young offense, with all this talent, really needs to focus on is self-regulation. The better they do that, then the more that skill set will come out. And they are dynamic. I don't think they've been overhyped. They are everything people are saying they could be. But the road to getting there is so much more than just run fast, throw great, make plays. Like I said, it's very academic, it's very heady, and they need to embrace that part of it.
Right now, under the microscope for all these NFL teams is how coaches are using their players in the preseason. Odell Beckham Jr. did not play a snap in the preseason. Jarvis Landry, very little. Baker did play a little bit. Do you think that had anything to do with some of the struggles?
Yeah, I think the first 4 weeks are a wash. Steve Young and I used to say this on Monday Night Football all the time, like broken records, and he'll probably say it tonight. Watch him tonight, and I guarantee he will say this line, that September is the new preseason because you don't play your players. So you better expect a lot of ebb and flows because, he's coming from a paradigm of some of the greatest offenses in the history of the football where they played, three quarters in the preseason. I mean, the preseason was where you kind of sharpen the sword. Now you're using September to sharpen the sword. So there's going to be moments where you shake your head and you just can't believe that things are happening with all the talent. Well, it's because just because they're NFL players doesn't mean they're always dialed in. You still are going to make mistakes, and you're going to see a lot more mistakes in September. So I did TV, for 9 years? The last five... Steve and I kind of made that agreement that we would never overreact after the first 4 weeks because teams are going to change rapidly as they get these reps under their belt in September.
That's very difficult. And I totally see what you're saying, Trent. I just get nervous because you can lose a season in the first half.
I'm a high school football coach, mm-hmm. and I'm freaking out in our scrimmages because my coaches are saying, we don't have any depth. If we get banged up, we may never win a game. I'm like, we may never win a game if our star inside linebacker misses four tackles the first week. Mm-hmm. So he's got to get hardened in our preseason, which is our scrimmage season. So it was so easy to criticize head coaches until I was one. Now that I'm one, even though it's just high school, it's the same thing. You're dealing with the same decision-making. It's this delicate balance of that scar tissue is one of the best things you can develop in your football team. But sometimes while developing scar tissue, you might also get your best players hurt. And if you get your best players hurt, well, then scar tissue doesn't mean anything because you're not going to be able to make a play. And you're just constant. I mean, I don't sleep on these exact issues, and it's high school football. So you can imagine at the NFL level the anxiety that takes place when you're paying a guy, millions and millions of dollars. He needs to get reps in the preseason, but you also know that if he gets them, he could get hurt, and now your investment's down the toilet.
Trent Dilfer with us on behalf of Panini America, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL and the NFLPA. So, Trent, you just mentioned the coaches. You're just mentioning Freddie there. Should we relax about some of the play calling? Because I know that maybe you're going to have to go back and watch, but some of it did seem to be pretty emotional, as if they were just what you were saying, that they had a lot of big play, big chunk plays ready, but they didn't realize there was going to be a defense out there trying to stop them.
Yeah, I mean, I think Freddie's greatest challenge is going to be the sophistication of being a head coach. Every head coach has to learn this. You're not a coordinator anymore. You're not just responsible for one side of the ball. You're responsible for everything for 60 minutes, and you have to take a really good read of your football team at all times, and kind of, you always got to be at 30,000 feet. As soon as you get too granular, as soon as you get down in the weeds, you make emotional decisions, and I think that's something he's got to learn. And I, you know, to me, the play calling is the least of the issues. To me, you got to address the discipline, you got to address the emotion, you got to address the penalties, because you can't beat yourself. In the NFL, you're gonna give the game away more than you go win the game if you don't address the little boring details, the minutiae of the game that ultimately is what makes Bill Belichick the genius that he is. It's not the schemes. It's not the X's and O's. It's not the roster development. At the end of the day, nobody harps on the fundamentals, the disciplines, the basic boring things more than Bill Belichick, and every coach needs to take a page from his book that way. And until Freddie does that, he's not going to develop fully as a head football coach.
Trent Dilfer, on behalf of Panini America, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL and NFLPA, follow him on Twitter at Dilfer's Dimes. Fantastic stuff, Trent. Hope to be able to run you down again soon. Take care, friend.
Anytime, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Trent Dilfer. Again, Panini America, exclusive trading card company of the NFL and NFLPA.